Hi everyone, it's Roger and James here from the What's on Disney Plus podcast. In this week's episode, we're going to be talking about our sort of top five movies to watch on Disney Plus over like the build up to Christmas. As you can see, I am kind of fully dressed up, and if you are on the audio version, I am in fact wearing an elf hat and an elf costume. Unfortunately, James went for the more traditional look of normal.
I went for the Christmas morning, just got out of bed. Don't bother me until I have my Christmas pancakes or whatever look.
So this episode is going to be a little bit different than normal. We're just going to be going through like our top five movies to watch over Christmas. Last week we did the Thanksgiving ones. So this week we're going to be doing this one here. So we'll be taking it one after another. So James, first off, what was yours? But before we do that, I just remember, if you haven't already done so, make sure you do subscribe on the audio platforms and on YouTube. And also make sure you check us out over at Patreon as well. So a big thank you to our patrons over there. So we've got Diane, we've got Russell, we've got Andrew, and we've also got Julie. So yeah, so big thank you to everyone over there for supporting us on Patreon. Can't do it without you. So let's jump into it. So James, what was your number one pick?
Actually, I'm going to add on to that Patreon thing. Keep in mind, we're recording this well before Christmas. So if you have joined us on Patreon and you're not on that list, it's because this is not being recorded at Christmas, so we don't have the up-to-date to list.
Because also the thing as well is we're both going to be in Disneyland, just on completely different continents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. You're over in China, and I'm in California. So,
so we're having a nice break in the Christmas in Disney. But nevertheless, what was your number one pick?
Number one pick, we're going to go with The Santa Claus with Tim Allen. I know you mentioned it too when we were swapping lists, but we agreed to... That you had a different choice, so you're going to pop in there. We'll talk about that in a bit. But yeah, the Santa Claus, specifically the first one. The second one wasn't terrible. The third one is, I forgot there was a third one until I saw it on the list. Let's not talk about that one. The first one, though, is a very good, simple story. Person who accidentally signs a contract to become Santa Claus, and it impacts his normal life, and he eventually kind of comes to terms with it. Good, solid 90s comedy. Tim Allen at the height of his career. No. Yeah. It's just good fun. It's got the heartwarming bits. It's got the comedy bits. It's got the twists. It's got the turns. I can't really say anything too bad about it.
Yeah, this is definitely one of those ones I actually watch probably every other year or every... I tend to try to rotate them a bit. We did try to watch sometimes. We watched it last year. Can we watch something else? But this one is always one that kind of comes very high up. It was when you put the list, I was like, literally is the number one movie I would have watched on Disney Plus for Christmas. And I will be watching it again. This is, for me, classic, like you say, 90s, Tim Allen at his peak. It's got everything that you need from a Christmas movie. The fact that it's the Santa Claus rather than Claus, it's just really cool. And like I say, it's classic Disney. It's easily the one of the movies available that I instantly drawn to that wasn't Die Hard. That was
we should put that in there. Die Hard is not on Disney Plus, so we can't include it on this list, but it is one of the all-time great Christmas movies. But
we did both want to put it on our honorable mentions, but maybe not for Disney Plus. So anything else you wanted to add on the Santa Claus?
No, it's good fun. I think you covered all the important bits.
Okay, so my first choice is the very, very popular Iron Man 3. I know, and then a load of people will be going, what? It's set on Christmas Eve. Tony gives Pepper a Christmas present. And he lights them up like Christmas at the end. And I'm going to take that as a Christmas movie because I like to watch movies that necessarily aren't quite so Christmassy, but have a little bit of a little bit of tinsel. Because if you put a bit of Christmas lights in a movie, it becomes a Christmas movie. It's also, if you've got all these other Christmas movies on, there's something a little bit different, kind of mix it up a little bit. Maybe Iron Man 3 isn't the best Iron Man movie, but I always like watching it and I always include it on my lists.
Yeah, it had the misfortune of following up on the huge success of the original Avengers movie, and so they tried to do something a little different, and some of the storylines didn't quite work out the way they wanted it to, and they were following the formula. This is before they started to be like, no, we can actually try some different things, Guardians of the Galaxy, Ant-Man, stuff like that. So it's generally considered near the bottom of the MCU list. That said, near the bottom of the MCU list is still pretty high by most superhero movie standards.
It's above everything DC.
Wonder Woman, maybe. I don't know.
Well, no, we're only allowed to like one, remember? That's the rule. We have to pick. We're not allowed to like
Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
In any of
Marvel or DC.
Oh, that kind of one. Yeah, all right. Yeah, sorry. Sorry, Marvel good, DC bad.
Yeah.
So no, Iron Man 3, I think it's as much a Christmas movie as, say, Die Hard is, because it's not so much the idea of it being, you know, yo-ho-ho. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I did Pirates of the Caribbean there. Ho-ho-ho. I got my
green,
you know, ho-ho-ho-ho. Santa coming down the chimney, you know, the great, like, discovering some life purpose thing or whatever, but it is a Christmas movie. It takes place at Christmas.
Yeah. And speaking of DC, I'm going to throw in Batman Returns as an honorable mention, one that probably doesn't get picked up as much as it should do, but obviously not on Disney Plus.
Hypocrite. But,
yeah, well, I like both. I'm sorry.
It's perfectly fine.
There's a picture of me at 3 years old with a Spider-Man and a Superman toy. That was the way it ran, and I've stuck with it ever since. So, what was your next choice?
I'm going to go with Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas. It's actually an anthology of stories, and there is a sequel, Mickey's Twice Upon a Christmas. Just traditional Christmas stories done with the Mickey Mouse crew. I think there's three in the anthology. You know, everyone, it's Mickey, and it's not the weird Mickey from, like, the 2016 shorts series, the 5 minute long ones. It's traditional Mickey. Mm-hmm. So enjoyable, simple, holly jolly, nothing really wrong with
it. I'm going to be totally honest. Never seen it. Never seen it.
Well, now's your chance.
That's my chance. It's been on Disney Life and Netflix for years, and just it's just been one of those ones that just never quite jumped off the page. But yeah, no, I should probably put it on the list of things to watch, because if I'm not going to watch it in December, then I'm not going to watch it for another year. Yeah.
It's not something you're like, oh, it's June and I'm gonna watch Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas.
Yeah.
For me, I'll probably watch Mickey's Twice Upon a Christmas, because I haven't seen that one, so I don't know if it lives up to the original or not.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's quite a few kind of different weird things there on Disney Plus that maybe kind of haven't quite seen before. Okay, so I'm going to go on to my next choice. And that is Nightmare Before Christmas. And this one is kind of one of those great ones that kind of bridges Halloween and Christmas. So if you've already watched it for Halloween, then you're set for Christmas. Or if you can watch it in November, you can kind of got a little bit of a bigger window because of it. It's one of those really weird movies. I've watched it a number of times. I like the characters, I like the songs, but it's one of those things I have to watch in bits and pieces. I find it as a whole, it's like great characters, all of it, but it's one of those weird ones for Christmas of like, yeah, it's just, you know, Tim Burton, probably just when he was starting to, you know, he was kind of, I think it was one of his big hits, but that kind of the whole stuff in the 90s was really when he was at his peak before all the more recent ones. But yeah, it's always kind of one that I like to watch. I love the music. Jack Skellington is an awesome character.
Yeah, Burton probably kind of fell into a niche where everyone expected him to keep doing movies like this and Edward Scissorhands and stuff.
And he could Returns.
Never and Batman and Batman Returns. Yeah. But he could never really keep producing that magic, and he's kind of fallen off in recent years. Every once in a while he gets something. I know Disney has tapped him for a number of movies over the years. I think the Alice in Wonderland movies might have been him.
And last week I mentioned with Dumbo. The live action version that's on Disney Plus. So he's done quite a few things, and there's a lot of different ones on there from him. So, you know, that, but this one definitely kind of fills in that kind of Christmas zone, I think, rather well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Nightmare Before Christmas. And like you said, it works for both Halloween and Christmas. And honestly, you know, we're recording this right before Halloween, actually. So Halloween's on the mind. There aren't that many. I know, but it doesn't matter.
Don't break the magic.
Magic got broke a while ago. Elf. There aren't that many Halloween movies. You got Hocus Pocus, you've got Nightmare Before Christmas, and then you kind of have to start reaching after that. I know that on the site, if you go through the archives, there's a top 10 list of Halloween movies that you put together. That's still on the site. It's not getting removed, obviously. But yeah, once you get past Hocus Pocus, you're kind of like, Mickey's Halloween Adventure, Mickey's Second Halloween. You know, it gets kind of stretchy.
And there will be a Christmas article up as well this week on the website. I'm going through the top 10 Christmas movies and stuff, so you definitely want to check that one out. But definitely, yeah, it's a kind of weird thing, isn't it? Sometimes with like Christmas movies and Halloween, and you kind of get some really good ones, and then you kind of filter off. I think definitely with Christmas movies, you know, I think everyone's kind of got their own selection, and there's usually a couple of Disney ones in there. I wouldn't necessarily, most people have the whole 10 or 5. I mean, because when you start throwing things like Elf and Scrooge and Die Hard in there, you know, people will have a different list of Christmas movies.
Where's Jingle All the Way?
Come on. Oh, yeah. You'll be back.
Yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger at the height of being Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Not a Disney movie, but actually more fun than it has any right to be.
The thing is now is it's really tricky because it's so like every time it's like, is it a Disney movie? I have to Google the fact of is it owned by Fox and, you know, made it.
I'm actually surprised it's not on the Disney list because it was a Fox property, but I think they might have just been distributors, not owners. So I don't know. That's not on the list anyway, and that's a bit of a tangent there. Mm. Should we get back to the list?
Yeah, let's get back to the list. Right, so you've just done yours, which was... so let's jump on to your third one.
You just did... We're on the third one. I'm going to go back to a classic. We're going to do Miracle on 34th Street. Santa Claus put on trial. Is he a real Santa Claus? Is he not? Is he a mall Santa? The one, according to the Disney Plus list that I have in front of me, they have the old Miracle on 34th Street, classic one. It's possible they'll add another, the more recent one, which had the guy from Jurassic Park in it playing Santa, but I don't think that's their property. So I'm not sure. Either way, we're going back to the classic. It's a classic for a reason. It holds up fairly well. The classic version is a bit dated. There's some things in it that kids like might not get.
What, 90 years old? Was it the 1930s?
Yes. I think this one's actually from like the 70s or 60s. Maybe it's the really.
I thought it was the original one that they put on the very first.
In which case, it's very, very dated, but the core of it still comes through because it. I've seen both versions and the 90s version. The story is simple. You know, everybody wants the mall Santa to be Santa, and it just kind of plays on that entire. It's just a really fun movie.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. Again, not a movie I have seen. I've not seen any of them. Never really, just didn't, maybe as well because of the whole like Thanksgiving Macy's parade, Macy's didn't quite make the jump to the UK growing up. That might have been it. And you know, we were watching Star Wars. but it's one of those weird ones. I've never seen any of the Miracle on 34th Street. I should definitely. I think if I was going to start with them, I probably would start with the more recent one rather than going back to the original.
The originals, they definitely have dated elements to them, particularly if you go all the way back to the 30s. There's things in them that you really would have to explain to a kid why certain things happen in those movies, because it's like they've got no basis of understanding for these things. And in fact, their parents might not either. There are some really old references in the old ones.
Yeah, it's funny because we were talking about this the other day, because I was saying this to some of the people I work with, they're like going... Like I grew up watching black and white shows like The Monsters and Adam's Family, and that thing of like those old stuff of like we watched those old shows and stuff, and black and white movies were on TV all the time, because now they're not so much like that. But you know, we did have, you know, they had to fill those two channels at the head with something. So it's definitely one. If you're into the classics, I really hope that Disney really kind of delve into that Fox library much more than they've kind of announced up till now. I'm expecting a lot more to come in there over a few years ahead, but they've not really mined that very much. The only thing that did get me was they did seem to put their logo on the front of it, which seemed a bit strange, but nevertheless, we're going to leave that one there and move on to our fourth one. My third one. I jumped two, that's why. Olaf's Frozen Adventure. I don't know if you necessarily can call it a movie, but it's not quite, it's kind of short-ish. Olaf's Frozen Adventure continues on from Frozen. Olaf is up to mischief, trying to track down and try and find lots of people's family traditions. And as you'd expect, all hell breaks loose, and there's lots of songs. It's actually got some really good songs on that one. and it's a lot better than Frozen Fever, and obviously it ties in much more with Christmas than the original Frozen one, which I put on last week's Thanksgiving episode. But yeah, I just think this one's a real, and it's also 10, 15 minutes long, kind of good just to be able to pop on and kind of catch in.
I think it's show length. I think it's about 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
The two main things I remember, of course, were Olaf's song, what that time of year.
Yeah.
And then also all the commotion that came out when it first came out in theaters, because it was in front of Coco, I think it was. And people were like, why is there this 20-minute animation in front of Coco? Yeah. Which was interesting. But that's not the case here. You can watch Coco on its own, or you can watch Olaf's Frozen Adventure on its own. I think it's a perfectly reasonable story. It's fun. It's got some good songs. It's got the original cast, which is always good. So.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I thought that one was really cool. So, okay, so on to your one.
I'm going to go with The Muppet Christmas Carol. It is my favorite version of The Christmas Carol, although you really can't go wrong with most of the ones that are on Disney Plus, and we'll talk about another one of those in a moment.
I'm going to throw my one in kind of in connection with this one. It's The Christmas Carol with Jim Carrey, because that, again, it's kind of, I'm throwing it in now because obviously they're both the same exact story. But nevertheless, you go with the Muppets one.
Yeah, with very, very small variations, The Christmas Carol is almost always the same. You've got Scrooge, and he gets visited by his old partner, or in the case of the Muppets, partners, because they have the two hecklers playing his dead partners. And then you've got the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future. And it's just a solid storytelling adventure of taking this cold-hearted man and teaching him empathy.
Yeah, and it kind of works no matter who does it. There's been lots of different versions over the year. I always felt, I think generally, like, the Muppets version was one that I didn't really necessarily connect to the same way, because I think I always preferred watching Scrooge around Christmas.
And Scrooge is Scrooge is probably one of the better ones. Yeah, Bill Murray's just perfect for the role.
It's that kind of thing of, like, if each year, if I'm going to watch A Christmas Carol, I tend to like mixing it up a bit. So maybe this year I might mix it up and put the Muppets in there. It's kind of one of those Christmas movies to catch up with, because it's been a long time since I've watched it, and Michael Caine in it is kind of one of those weird things of, like, maybe as a Brit, it's just an odd one for choice for me, but The Muppets Christmas Carol is one I've probably only watched once. It's never really been very high up on my list of things to do on that one.
Right. And I don't know if I've even seen the Jim Carrey version of it. So maybe this year is my Jim Carrey year, and this is your Michael Caine year, and we can talk about it after Christmas.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it's like every year's Jim Carrey year. We've got Sonic coming up.
It got pushed back because of how awful the CGI Sonic looked.
The thing is, for me, is like with the Christmas Carol from Jim Carrey, is I think the graphics, the way that they have captured Scrooge as Jim Carrey, the way that it looks, this is actually one of those first few movies that I saw at 3D, and it was like, okay, there's a few scenes in it that kind of go into it, but it's very smart. It's actually quite traditional. It's set in the old times, and I think it's probably one of the better ones to me. I always enjoy watching it. There's not a lot of humor in it. It's played quite straight. I mean, they have a little bit of humor with it, but it's probably, I would say, maybe one of the closest ones to the story that I remember. And I don't think that's a bad thing. It's a much more, just the way that they did it, it's a way, when you've seen it, you'll see that kind of thing of with Jim Carrey. You can see him doing it because of how they've made him look just so great. And I think this one will age very well. Because I think it was one of the, Robert Zemeckis was, I think it was the guy that did Polar Express.
I believe kind of got that look. Go ahead.
It's definitely, to me, I think one of the great Disney Christmas movies. I think it gets a little bit overlooked quite often.
Yeah, it's one that I actually forgot about until I saw it on the list. It's like, oh yeah, Jim Carrey did this version of it. And it's good to have the opposite ends of the storytelling too, because you've got Scrooged and The Muppets Christmas Carol, which are obviously more intended to be jokes and funny and situational humor, etc. And then you've got this Mickey one. And,
You got the Mickey Mouse version as well.
There's a Mickey Mouse version. Obviously, that's going to be very lighthearted. Yeah. But then there's this version of the Christmas Carol. There's the old version of the Christmas Carol. I can't remember the actor's name, but he played Patton in the movie Patton. George C. Clark, maybe something like that. In any event, he did a version of the Christmas Carol. It's a very dark version as well. I can't compare it to this one because I haven't seen it. So there you go. We've got the fun and lighthearted spectrum and the dark spectrum, and they both are very good interpretations of the movie or the story, which is great.
Yeah. Okay, on to your last pick.
Are we on the last? Yeah, we are on the last pick. Yeah. So this is actually going to go more along the lines of Olaf's Frozen Adventure, and I'm not actually even sure if these are on Disney Plus, but if they're not, it's a tragedy. And this is the old Chip and Dale cartoons. They actually had a number of Christmas ones. The ones I'm thinking of specifically is Toy Tinkers, which is Donald Duck chops down their tree, brings it inside, and then an all-out war ensues as they try to get it back. Yeah. And it's set at Christmas, so they use a little cannon that shoots little Christmas ornaments out of it, and for some reason they explode in like actual cannon explosions. But whatever, it's Chip and Dale from like the 40s or 50s. Yeah. So, but any of those old original animations from the 40s to the 60s, I think, up until the 60s.
There's definitely a Pluto. I think Pluto's Christmas Tree.
There's definitely a Pluto's Christmas Tree. There's one that has Mickey and the Chipmunks as well. There's at least three that I know of. I picked Toy Tinkers specifically because I remember watching that on loop as a child. It was on a VHS tape. It would finish. I would rewind, watch it again, rewind, watch it again. It's probably my favorite of the shorts for the Christmas. But you can't go wrong with any of them.
No. It's funny because you say that on there, but I didn't read it properly. I was doing an article of the top 50 shorts, and I thought it was I think it was a Toy Soldier or Toy. There was one from Pixar from like the 1980s. I was thinking, and I was like, going, it was kind of like a pre Toy Story, and it was like, no, that's a completely different one. Once I saw the fact Pluto was involved.
I believe it's Tin Toy, maybe.
Yeah, that's it.
The one. That sounds like the Pixar one. The Pixar shorts, the pre Toy Story Pixar shorts, are all really good. I think that one is specifically because it's a Nutcracker, it looks like a Nutcracker. Yeah,
it literally is kind of like it's like a prequel to Toy Story because it's exactly what Toy Story becomes.
Is that the one where the kid like sticks him in his mouth and all that
but
stuff?
But the animation is dreadful. It's one of those things.
That baby is nightmare fuel. That's a Halloween short right there.
Yeah, yeah. There's quite a few of the earlier ones, but I think that's a cool thing, really. There's a lot of shorts on there. And I'm going to throw a few things in there. They might not necessarily be. I'm expecting a Christmas add-on after Disney Plus launches because I don't think they push too many of them. But I'm really hoping like the Prep and Landing shorts are all on there as well. I kind of get them in because I am hoping they will get some Jingle Bam!
Well, you're cosplaying as Prep right now, aren't you?
Yes. So it's I'm hoping those are on there. But for my final pick, now this one is going to be a little bit different. First off, caveat, this one is not available in the US. And we don't yet know about Canada and Australia and New Zealand. But nevertheless, it's not available in the US Disney Plus. I have to stress that one again. It is on the Netherlands version, which is the version I've been using Disney Plus. So it is on Disney Plus for me in here in Europe, but it's not going to be on Disney Plus for at least over a year in the US. So by next Christmas, it could very easily be on there. The reason that is the Nutcracker and the Four Realms, which set around Christmas time. It's got a number of fantastic scenes. So if you do want to watch it, you'll find it on Netflix. So Americans, don't worry. You'll be able to have access to this one. And I do not sleep on this movie. Didn't do very well at the box office. It came out last Christmas. Didn't do very well. People kind of panned it. People didn't go see it. It's fun. It's a good, fun, solid movie. My wife loved it. She really, really enjoyed this one. And as I said, it's all set around the Christmas time and obviously with snow, and it's got a great cast. And it's kind of, it is a shame that this movie, I think, really slipped through the cracks. And I definitely think it's worth taking a risk on, you know, especially, you know, if you can whack it onto Netflix over there in the US and stuff and watch it. I know it should be on Disney Plus, but for me it is. But yeah, have you seen The Nutcracker in the Four Realms?
I haven't. It actually kind of slipped through the cracks for me. I'm not sure it really got much of a media push, commercials, etc. So I don't think many people even knew it was there. And when they did know, there's like, well, what's this about? Is it the dancing? Is it the ballet? Is it something else completely? It never really came across properly in the advertising.
I think the trouble is it suffers from that same thing that a lot of those like movies that Disney have been doing of sort of young girl gets off to a faraway universe, has to save a member of family, and meets a load of weird characters on the way. It's kind of a very well done troupe that they do, and the effects in it are great, and the budget was good. It just didn't connect. I don't know, again, if the branding and the name of it just didn't connect with people, it put people off. And yeah, because people thought, oh, I'm not going to go see a ballet and all the rest of it. And I think that could be, I think, again, it's something definitely worth checking out, especially if you're in the Netherlands version or if it's on the other versions, and if not Netflix. It's just well worth checking out because I think it's a really good sort of holiday sort of sitting when it's cold and just watching something like that.
Yeah, I think I am going to check it out because it looked like it's a good, solid, just popcorn movie. Sit down, enjoy it for what it is. Don't think too hard on it.
Yes, yeah. I mean, it's a lot better than going to cinema. It's that kind of thing of, well, if you don't like it, you've not spent any money on it because you're streaming it. And I think that's been the key thing. Sometimes you can sit, there's always that thing, I think, of sitting there watching an average movie when you've not really paid for it. I mean, obviously, you're paying for Disney and Netflix and stuff, but you feel differently than when you've gone to cinema and sat through it and it's like, maybe not.
Right. So to round it out, I think we'll throw in an honorable mention, something that people probably have recognized we have not mentioned, which is the Disney Plus original movie, Noelle, with Anna Kendrick. And the reason we haven't mentioned it is, as I spoiled earlier, we are shooting this before Disney Plus launches. It's not in the Netherlands trial. Yes. So we don't know if it's good or not yet.
No. It's definitely one to watch. I think you should definitely watch it, you know, because it's on Disney Plus, it's original. It's one of those things of, with our vacation, it's kind of lined up like 2 weeks after Disney Plus, and we knew we were going to be really busy. So we had to be a little bit more selective in what we did. But Noelle is definitely one. The trailer looks great. I'm really excited about this. I like Anna Kendrick, so it's definitely one that should be good. They've also got Togo, which is coming up in a few days' time. Coming out the second Friday of December. That is also, I think, you know, you get, there's just that thing, isn't it? If it's a Christmas movie, you put snow in it and it's set. So that one's going to be with William Dafoe. I think those two are kind of going to be the big pushes for Disney Plus. It's not coincidence that they put that one on there the same time. There's basically the first day of the second month subscription. Just, you know, not at all coincidence. But yeah, I think those two movies should definitely be on your list in December to just check out, because you're paying for Disney Plus, you want to enjoy those originals. Had Disney Plus not been around, they would have still probably been released at cinemas. I definitely feel they still would have been made.
They would have at least been on the Disney Channel.
I think Anna Kendrick and William, I think they're probably a little bit, budgets are higher than them.
Yeah, you'd be surprised sometimes. Anna Kendrick, I could see that. Noelle probably would have made it to theaters. Togo, I don't know. Well, I haven't even seen a trailer for Togo, honestly, so we don't know what the production quality level of that one is. But we'll see. The trailer for Noelle definitely makes it look like it's an offspring of the Will Ferrell movie. Will Ferrell?
Yeah.
No, the other. Yeah. Yeah, Elf. Movie. I was mixing up my trails for a second.
Getting mixed with your elves today.
Yeah, I was. The movie Elf. The trailer for Noelle reminded me a lot of Elf. So if you liked that movie, I suspect strongly you will like Noelle.
Yes. Actually, we just watched on Netflix the other day, we watched, Daddy 2 or something like that with Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell with a Christmas movie. So we've already started on the Christmas movie. So I'm already in the spirits, as you can see. But yeah. It's just one of those things. There's so many different Christmas movies. There's so much stuff to sit down and watch. Now, obviously, you can sit down and watch any Christmas movie. There's that thing as well of family traditions, family movies and stuff as well. And, you know, you might want to check something out. But for particular Christmas movies, there's quite a lot of different bits and pieces on Disney Plus. So you're definitely going to want to check them out. But if you've got any suggestions for us for watching over the Christmas period, let us know in the comments below. Go check us out over at whatsondisneyplus.com, and we shall see you next week with another episode. Laters.
Later. Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Yo, ho, ho.
Yo, ho. On that note, get some cookies and milk, and we shall see you guys soon. Laters.